It's time for the Z. Michelson Travel Podcast.
I can't wait.
As Z says, it's time to dream and dream big. Reach for the stars, and if you only get to the moon, at least you enjoyed the trip.
Now, here's Z. Michelson.
That's me. Hi and welcome. I'm Z. Michelson, along with my sidekick, producer, and concierge of podcast travel, Jay Lawrence. Hey, Jay.
Hey, I am ready to go traveling for sure.
Oh, yes. It is time. It is time.
Speaking of time, you know, this time thing has, when we're recording this, we just went into daylight savings time.
Oh, yes.
Time.
Spring forward.
You know, and a study showed that adults
spit
like
it
ourselves.
Out, Jay. Spit it out.
It takes us like till Thursday of the week of changing
to get acclimated
again. And I've gone through this.
Really?
Yeah, it's so weird. I cannot believe how long it took me to get acclimated after daylight savings time.
And you know, that's because we lose an hour of sleep. But you know me, I don't sleep much to begin with.
Right.
So it doesn't really affect me as much. However, I do like it that it's lighter longer.
Well, yeah.
I don't like when we fall back and it gets dark too fast.
Well, yeah, that's, it was amazing. And the amazing thing is kids take longer to adjust. It says it takes even longer for them to go for like a week
really?
To get readjusted. Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
And it seems like we should be bright and shiny and excited.
Right, because the sun is out longer.
Yeah.
We get a longer day.
Yeah.
I like that. Maybe that's it. We get a longer day. We don't have time to decompress.
Right.
I don't know.
I
like the sun.
And I just wasn't ready for the time to change. I was comfortable with what was going on.
No, I was ready for the time to change. I like sunshine.
Yeah.
So when we fall back, I get very depressed. And that's another thing that people happen, that when
yeah.
you fall back, people get depressed.
Yeah.
Because it's darker faster.
Right.
I don't like darker
faster. No,
no. You know, I know it's like, winter is here. I know I live in Florida, but winter is here. It's getting darker faster.
Well, the fun thing was when my mother visited us from, she was in Illinois.
Right.
And she didn't realize how it got dark later here because of the sun.
Right.
You know.
We're sitting closer to the equator.
Yeah. I mean, there's like a big hour difference.
Right. Well, West Coast too, because the sun rises in the east and sets in the west.
Oh, yeah.
So it lasts a little longer.
Oh, yeah.
In California.
You got that big ocean out there too, so.
Well, we got an ocean on both sides of our country. Atlantic and Pacific. GJ.
Thank you for the geography lesson. Now we can know where to travel. And speaking of travel, mm-hmm. Collage Travel Radio is the magazine of the air.
Yes, the digital broadcast magazine of the air.
Very good.
Yeah, we talk about everything. Everything travel. And we just love to travel.
And mm-hmm. it's got music, mm-hmm. some entertainment.
Yes.
Travel tips.
Yes.
And travel.
And travel. And I am a travel advisor, so we can advise you where to travel to.
You're going to tell me where to go?
I'm going to tell you where to go, Jay.
So, Collage Travel Radio, it's on the internet. It's mm-hmm. streaming 24/7.
It is.
And you can get them at collagetravelradio.com.
And it can be picked up on TuneIn.
And Alexa.
Alexa.
I forgot. Alexa.
And hey, Google.
Hey, Google.
I got Google. Yes, Google, it has it as well. So, yes, that's Collage Travel Radio. And, of course, this podcast can be heard on all podcast servers.
Well, sure.
Mm-hmm. That's a big thing these days. A lot of people go to their certain favorite podcast server.
So you're listening. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you for listening.
And speaking of listening and traveling.
Yes.
You know, we live here in the Central Florida area.
We do.
Yes. We're broadcasting from the vacation capital of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes people don't want to come to the massive theme parks that are here.
I know. It's kind of nice to come to these theme parks, particularly lately. You know, I've been hearing a lot of different things about price points are changing the advantage, though.
Yeah.
To the advantage.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. And there are places to stay down here.
But sometimes families want to skip Disney.
I know.
And just stay in Tennessee.
I know. And Tennessee is a fun place. Have you been to Tennessee?
Well, I drive through it several times.
But you haven't really stayed.
No.
Have you been to Pigeon Forge?
No, I have not. And that's one of that is on my bucket list.
Oh, Dollywood.
Definitely one of my bucket list.
Dollywood's really cool. And of course, the name Dollywood is Dolly Parton. Yes. Yeah. Yep. And Pigeon Forge is a really pretty area.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But it can be a little nippy in the winter.
Well, I'm probably going to go in the summertime.
It is a really, really nice place to visit in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And you can kind of swap out, you know, Mickey Mouse for Dolly's place. It's called Dollywood. It's a theme park. It has 40 rides.
Right.
Yeah.
Such as roller coasters?
Yeah, water rides. Those are big.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, people love those water rides. They like to get drenched.
Yeah.
And I've been on them, and I have gotten drenched.
I'm sorry.
I know.
Did you swim through it? Or
sometimes you really have to. And, of course, it's Smoky Mountain. So you haven't really been to the Smoky Mountains.
Well, I drove through them once.
You keep driving through things, Jay. Right. You have to stop somewhere along the line.
That is my problem. I drive through it.
You know, I was in the Smoky Mountains several times, but we stopped one time, me and a person that I was with.
Yes.
And he ordered fried chicken livers.
Oh.
Yeah. I was surprised they even had it on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wow, fried chicken livers. Do you eat fried chicken livers?
No.
Have you ever tried them?
No.
Coward.
I believe we used to have them when I was a child, because that's about all we could afford.
Well, they used to call them, the gizzards would come with the chicken when you bought it. You got the liver and the belly and the heart, and, you know, we would make soup out of that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've had them.
Yeah.
But I haven't had them fried, but I tried them fried. They were pretty good. And again, that goes to show when you're traveling, you should try some of the different delicacies of the area.
Right.
And, you know, follow where the people are. If you see a lot of people, then you know the place is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to go to Pigeon Fort.
Pigeon Forge.
Forge.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's where you're going to go. You know, they also have a Ferris wheel. Do you know I'm kind of afraid of Ferris wheels?
Why?
Because they rock and you're up high, and I'm always afraid I'm going to tip out and fall to my death. You know, I don't mind the enclosed ones, you know, like the eyes.
Yeah.
You know, like they have the Orlando Eye and they have the London Eye. Excuse me, I'm getting all
choked
up.
We're in a big cage.
Right. But the regular Ferris wheels where you're sitting there and you can swing them.
Oh, I love that.
I can
feel it now, rocking back and forth. Because you can only go so far. Come
so
on.
So you think.
Huh?
So you think.
Yeah?
You can only go so far. But you're really not strapped into those things. You just have that one little bar in front of you.
Yeah.
No.
Wait till the safety manager comes through and they'll put us on a straitjacket.
Yeah, they'll strap me down. I'll have to bring my duct tape along. But of course, there's plenty of places to eat there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And Dolly Parton has a dream place called Dollywood's Dream More Resort and Spa.
Yeah, I'd like to go there.
You want to go to the spa, I imagine.
Spa, yes. Yes. I wouldn't mind going there. Not at all. And, of course, you have the arbors at Island Landing Hotel and Suites. You know, they got the Lazing Riverside that's there. There's so much stuff to do over there in Pigeon Forge.
So
it's a nice place to go.
So if you want to skip Disney, think Tennessee.
And think Dollywood.
Think Dollywood. I saw a video the other day where she was driving through, you know, doing the parade.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
Yeah. And she does make appearances there.
Yes.
Yeah, she does pop up. I don't think anybody really knows when she's popping up, which is kind of good.
Yeah.
So she does pop up. But there's so much to do right here in the United States.
Well, yeah.
Which is amazing.
Well, yeah.
You know, we're right there in Tennessee. So what about North Carolina?
Well, I understand that's where you can get some good food.
Food.
And
I love food.
Bars.
Well, yes, food and bars. Food and bars.
They go together.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm terrible at this. You know, there are foodies and bar hoppers out there, and there's something that's really new out there, and it's called, and I can't pronounce it, the charcuterie board. Which is cheeses and fruits and things like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, when did this word come into play? All of a sudden, a couple of years ago, it's like, what? You're telling me what? It's a cheese board. Yeah, it's a cheese board.
Do we have to look it up in the dictionary?
To find out exactly when the word came into play? It's been around for years. It's just that they're utilizing it now again. Mm. But Asheville, North Carolina, I've always wanted to go to Asheville. I haven't been there
yet. Now, there again, that's one of those bucket list items for me.
Well, you know, we could drive there.
Yes.
Maybe we should do like a trip, a road trip, and go to Asheville.
Okay.
Doesn't that sound fun?
Who's driving first?
Well, how far is it? I'm going to guess about 10-hour drive
from
here.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
that's what
I'm thinking. 10-hour drive. Yeah, I mean, you got eating and drinking. That's right on top of the list there. Asheville, it's a nice little small town type of community when you go there. And they got locally sourced cuisine and crafted cocktails and local breweries.
What's one of the breweries?
They have one called the Wicked Weed Brewing. Wicked Weed.
Yeah.
That's interesting in itself. Is it the weed? Or just weed in general? And also they have a lot of farm-to-table restaurants, which is really nice. So you get that fresh food served right to you. Mm-hmm. And there is so much going on there. Isn't that where one of our big Biltmores?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Biltmore.
Yeah, the Biltmore is there. Yeah. I always wanted to see that place, but the town itself looks like a lot of fun.
Right.
You know, there's festivals going on there, you know, periodically during the year. You know, they have all that fresh food, organics. The city also has a very thriving food truck scene. Food trucks are very popular.
I just don't get that.
You know, not too long ago, we were at an event where there were a lot of food trucks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And amazing, a lot of people showed up.
For the food.
Yes.
People love to eat.
Yeah.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah. And by the way, I had something from the food truck, and it was...
Did you? Was it good?
Oh, yeah.
See?
It was great. Cuban sandwich.
Yes.
Oh, my.
I remember smelling it as he was cooking.
Yeah.
And then I had to run off.
It was so big, I couldn't finish it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's a great business, food truck business. If you're really a good cook and you don't have enough money for the overhead of an actual restaurant, food trucks, that's the way to go. You know, my uncles used to have a hot dog truck.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Years ago.
Mm-hmm. Back?
Years and years and years ago.
Who had ever heard of a hot dog truck?
Yeah. You know, my aunt used to make the onions, the red onions that used to go on it, like with the sauce that you put on top of the hot dog.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They were very popular. They were very popular. Yeah. Delicious. Delicious hot dogs. But, you know, there's a place down there called the Smoking Onion. You know, and numerous farmers markets. It's right there in the Asheville City Market. You can go right there and get some local produce, meats, cheeses. Ugh. And, of course, there's 20 breweries.
Uh-huh.
20. Jay, can you get yourself to 20 breweries?
Well, the trick, I don't know if I can get out of one, you know. And those local breweries, you got the taste. I don't taste that many beers.
You don't?
No.
You know, years ago, when was it? SeaWorld used to have the tasting.
SeaWorld?
SeaWorld for Budweiser.
Oh, really? Well, because they were owned by...
Right, so they used to have a little course for the adults to see how you can find the good beer versus the bad beer versus the stale beer. And my husband, he likes a beer every now and then. You know me, I don't drink much beer.
All right.
And my in-laws, they like a good beer every now and then. So we were there with my in-laws, and we all took our little exam. We had all of our things. I passed. I could tell which was the stale one, which was the fresh one, and which was the good one with the hops and all that stuff. And I must have a good palate.
Well, yeah, because you're just not tasting them.
Drink it like water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was tasting the beers. So it might be fun. And they have walking distance. Everything's within walking distance of these breweries, you know, so you can walk from site to site.
Yeah, that's one of the fun things.
Oh, yeah.
I think if I'm going to do 20 breweries at one time.
Can you really do 20 breweries at one time, Jay?
No.
I know. It's hard. I mean, that would be, if you just had just a little taste in each, that would be 20 beers or 20 half beers.
And some of those breweries have like 10 different varieties. So if I'd have to taste every one.
Right, if you had to taste all 10.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And when I drink beer, I like a really hard, I like a stout, you know, I like them nice and dark. I like a dark beer.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I think we'll be going to two different breweries.
Probably, or I'd be trying the things on the far end, you'd be trying things on the other.
Yes, or the one, I'll be trying the things underneath the bar.
Underneath the bar. But, you know, speaking, we're all over the South right now. We said if you don't want to come down here to Florida, which we'll miss you if you don't come.
Yeah.
You can go to Dollywood, which is in Tennessee.
Yes.
And we were talking about this wonderful little area called Asheville, North Carolina. And there's one place that I personally have flown past all the time. It's Savannah, Georgia.
Yeah.
Savannah is a charming little place.
And it's not that far from where we... Actually, no. If we're going to do the little road trip, I think we should do Savannah before
Savannah first?
Asheville. Yeah,
yeah, but I'm going to want to do the haunted stories.
Oh.
You know how I like my haunted stories,
yeah.
But, you know, I have a friend that actually just retired from New York and moved to Savannah.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't believe that.
You it's have like, friends?
I do. I just have a couple of them. They're just floating around. They're all over the place.
Congratulations.
And yay for me.
Oh, yes.
But Savannah is really a great place to go and visit. One is they do have those haunted stories, you know, the cemetery that's there. In the Garden of Good and Evil is basically based on one of their cemeteries.
Yeah.
Which I have not read that book yet.
I saw the movie.
There was a movie?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see a movie on it. Was it called In the Garden of Good and Evil?
Yes.
Oh, I haven't seen that. I'll have to go search for it now.
Yes.
You're going to make me search for that movie, aren't you, Jay?
Well, I don't think it's that hard to find.
But I'll probably want to read the book anyway. You know me, I like to read my books. But, you know, now is the time to visit Savannah. You know, in the spring, it's really nice because it's not so hot. You know, but I see your hand raising.
Well, the movie is Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. Kevin Spacek. John Cusack.
Gosh, I didn't even know about that. Yeah.
Holy mackerel. Yeah. I knew something that you didn't know about.
Well, you know me. I don't watch movies.
It came out in 1997. So
oh, wow, that was
you might have
ago.
A hard time finding it.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Let me see where, if you can see it. Oh, you got to have Cinemax at the moment, or of course you can get it from Amazon.
Yeah. Well, I'm an Amazon Prime.
Yeah, but
I'm
it's
an
not,
Amazon Prime, so I should be able to get it.
No, well, no, it's you'd have to order it, you know.
Oh.
You can't.
And, well, I'll have to look. But I'll probably want to read the book anyway. I can read a book in a couple of days. It's a piece of cake. But, you know, my daughter had visited Savannah.
Yes.
She liked it. It was very pretty. You know,
Your right daughter has been everywhere.
My daughter you is know, everywhere.
Your
well,
daughter
yes.
Is.
She's the daughter of a travel agent. You think she's not going to go somewhere? But, yeah, so she was there in Savannah, and the pictures are absolutely breathtaking. You know, they're right on, you got shoreline, you got the beach,
yeah.
You got the little town of Savannah. You know, I even think, and I'm not quite certain, I'm going to have to look this up, but I believe the bench where Forrest Gump sat,
bingo.
I believe that's in Savannah as
that's
well.
That's where it is, yep.
Ah, yes. See, more movies.
And
more
I can't remember if they've moved that bench or if they've created it as a permanent
I
display.
I think they did a display, but the actual bench is probably in the Smithsonian or something.
Yeah. Because a guy named Forrest Gump actually sat in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the architecture in that town is gorgeous. And again, you're raising your hand.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that I've read the book, Forrest Gump, and the second book, Forrest Gump.
I didn't read the book and I didn't see the movie.
Oh.
Again, I'm not really, I see, do watch certain movies, but not a lot.
You want to read this book, but you don't want to read that book.
Yeah, I don't have any premise to read that book. But, you know, the garden, it's because it's haunted in the Garden of Good and Evil. It's kind of a haunty thing. You know me, I like my ghosts. You know, during Halloween, we should do a podcast based on all the great ghost tours. That would be so much fun.
All?
Well, we'll have to do several because there's quite a few ghost tours. There's even a ghost tour here in our little area.
Yes.
Yes. I think we're going to have to go, Jay.
Yes.
But again, we're staying in the Southeast. You know, you're looking at Tennessee. We're looking at North Carolina. Now we're looking at Georgia. It's a nice little quadrant to visit. Mm-hmm. And there's plenty of places to see and do and eat.
Eat, yes.
Savannah has some great food.
Okay,
some great restaurants.
Now, you wanted to take a ghost tour, you know, on Off the Beaten Path, which is on YouTube.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You can catch it. You took me to a certain town in Florida called, you don't remember the name of the town?
You put me on the spot here. You know my mind is going these days, Jay.
And
it's Casadega.
There you go, Casadega. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Casadega is a spiritualist town. It's more for people that follow spiritualism. So, and it is a little haunted.
Yes.
I've been there several times.
Yes.
I enjoyed it.
So you can see that on YouTube.
You can see that on our YouTube channel.
On J&Z Go.
Off the Beaten Path.
Off the Beaten Path, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we do Off the Beaten Path, and it's great to do that when you're traveling through the United States to discovering America. If you go off the beaten path, you can find some great places to visit, some fabulous restaurants. And I'm not talking five-star restaurants.
Oh, no,
here.
No.
I'm talking, you know, you go into these places, sometimes the door is hanging off the side and the food is absolutely
and
delicious.
Mom and pop
are cooking.
Are cooking, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's fresh.
It's fresh. And sometimes you just go in and say, what do you got fresh today? What's good today? And they come out with tons of stuff for you.
Yeah.
The best borscht I ever had was in Washington State.
See?
And it was off the beaten path. I was in a back road somewhere, and I was starving. And there was like one little restaurant, a little little tiny restaurant there. And the screen door was hanging. And it's like, do I really want to eat here?
Oh, my goodness.
I went in and they say their specialty was borscht. And I went,
all right,
I'll give it a shot. And
I'm hungry.
It was yummy. So remember, when you're going and discovering America, think of all these wonderful places. Savannah, Georgia. Asheville, North Carolina. Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Right.
Okay, a tip. Okay, I'm going to talk about packing. When you go and visit any of these places, and if you're on an airline and you fly to these places and you get your souvenirs, don't bring them on the plane with you. Mail them. It's easier to just mail them to your location and then just have your one little carry-on. Don't be one of those people that come on with 27 bags that they've purchased for Great Aunt Sally and Cousin Bobby, and you'll have people who are really annoyed with you because you're taking up all that upper cabin space there.
Which
you're not supposed to.
Well, you know, we're here in the state of Florida in Orlando, and they had vacation travelers for spring break at the airport.
Right.
Story.
Right.
And they had the line of people getting onto the TSA area.
Right.
Everyone is pushing a roll-on bag now. It's not that we don't have anything. Everybody's trying to put something above.
Right. So they're always doing a carry-on because in some airlines, the carry-on, one carry-on is free. And again, I say the word some, because some of them do charge. And two is that carry-on is supposed to be a certain size,
right.
Certain dimensions.
Right.
So when you have your little roller, and then you have all these little packages of souvenirs.
Yes.
Just mail the souvenirs out. You can insure them. You can send them whichever, UPS, regular mail. You can send them, you know, Federal Express. You can send them whichever way you want to go. But you don't have to carry them either. Why schlep it if you don't have to?
No.
And most of our cities have postal services.
No kidding.
So please be courteous and don't take 9,000 packages on board with you.
Right, right.
That's my tip for the day.
Oh, that's your tip? So that would be the tip of the day. I want to remind everyone.
What are you reminding them of?
CollageTravelRadio.com.
Don't forget to listen. You can listen on all of Alexa or Google or even TuneIn. So there you have it.
Oh, also.
What?
well, there's a little group that we're putting together that's going on a sailing adventure.
That's right, in September.
September 17th, we leave from Port Canaveral.
Right, it's going to be on one of the world's largest ships at sea, Wonders of the Seas, which is fabulous.
Right.
And we have the group all ignited, but we do only have a few cabins left. So if you want to get on board with us, just go to J&Z Travels on collagetravelradio.com.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you can find out more. You can even click on it, and we'll get back to you.
And we'll get back to you. Good. Mm-hmm. You'll do that, right?
I will, definitely. I want people to come with us. Okay, so do you got anything else to say, Jay?
That's it for this week for me.
So that means it's time to make your travel dreams come true. Send me your questions at z@zmichelsontravel.com, which is really nice. And we do thank you for listening today. If you're looking for great places to travel to, visit my website, zmichelsontravel.com, and Z is spelled Z-E-E. My site contains many exciting adventures that you can experience, so it's very free to surf my site. And give me a call if you got any questions. And again, you'll see my number and my information on my website page. This is Z Michelson, just one of the many travel experts we have right here at my podcast and on Collage Travel Radio. So if you're out there making your plans, remember, shoot for the moon. And if you only reach the stars, at least you had a good time.
Are you making our travel dreams come true?
You betcha.